When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Down 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, every Thursday. Grand Haven Main Street, where we highlight a different business and get to know people in town. And today it is e-safety. E-safety. And Jacqueline Young is in the WGHN studios. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
So
thanks
nice to meet
me.
You.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about e-safety. So tell me about the business.
Sure. No, e-safety, we have been around since 97. So we
That's a long time.
Yeah, started in 97. Uh-huh. And then what we are and what we really got into in 2001 is when we released our online safety training offering. And so you're able to basically businesses who need to train their employees, mm-hmm. they use us to be able to keep that all in one place
to know
they have really good training that's going to be up to date and compliant, and that it's really easy to be able to see all of that and to track it and manage it. So
what kind of training would that be? It could be anything.
Yeah.
So like, say it could be data entry or anything like that, right?
Yeah. And what we really started with was we came from this compliance manufacturing
mm-hmm.
cornerstone.
Sure.
And so when you think about it, you think OSHA. So you
think
everything from, you know, bloodborne pathogens to lockout, tagout, and some of those heavier ones. But
sure.
to your point, we've got HR courses, we've got environmental, and the really great thing that we did was we said, hey, what do our clients need?
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to do site-specific training. Not everyone has just that federal regulation. So you actually can create your own courses right through our system, so you get everything in one place. So
very cool.
So yeah, so off it, we've got... Oh, gosh.
Do you have nonprofits? Like a nonprofit? Maybe
definitely.
Had a special training manual or something?
Yeah. So anything that you need to do so that your employees are going to be able to do their job well and safely and know how to do something, and everyone's on the same page with what that looks like. So, when you think about first starting a job and coming in for that new employee orientation, like, what do you got to do that first step? There's all those, you know, bigger classes, but there's also like, hey, this is how we do things here mm-hmm. on whether it's a machine or policies and procedures. Mm-hmm. And so to just really make that an easy process, we want it to be intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be that tool to help you do that.
I love this. What do you do for e-safety then? What's your specific job title?
Sure. Yeah, I am the marketing director.
Got
so
it.
I get to talk about all the fun things we do.
You sure
and
do.
Why we love doing what we do and all the people we work with.
Well, the website's really easy to navigate, by the way.
I'm
that kind of person. When I go to a website, I need to be able to see what is what.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. I don't have time to surf through ads, but your ads are fine. But all kinds of things. You just kind of want it right there. Where are you guys located on Washington?
We are right in the old Fifth Third Bank building.
That's where you're at.
Yeah, so that's where we're right now. We've been downtown since the beginning and love it. Absolutely love it here.
Very, very cool. How important is it to be involved with Grand Haven Main Street?
I love being part of the community because
mm-hmm.
you really are. It's not just about we always make the joke that, you know, we're an online business.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do, all of our customers could be anywhere. So we have them in Michigan, but we have customers out in California.
Right.
You know, clients out in California.
Ah, okay.
And so we can work with businesses wherever they are, whatever industry they're in.
Mm-hmm.
But we choose to be here. We want to be in Grand Haven. And so being part of, Main Street and getting involved and having that community has been really important.
I love it. You guys could do Bones About Town and you could have like an old training manual or something.
I know. We saw someone put up someone they had someone in like a safety gear and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah, there you go.
Laughing. Yeah, someone had stuff last year and we were just laughing so hard. We're like, oh, that's awesome.
I love it.
So it's been a lot of fun just to be part of it and to be able to walk downtown and we have certain places where, you know, they know us by name now because that's where we get our lunch
or
to be able to go, you know, down to the water and walk around or get a coffee and So being part of the community and starting to get more and more involved in the activities and the different events is, it's just really fun. It's a great place to be.
You make a good point, though, about being online. You're right, because like with radio, people don't see who we are, right? We're sort of all over the place with radio, and you don't see what we look like. You know, you just hear us and whatnot. So with a with something, you know, a business like that's all online, people may not know who you are, but now that you're downtown and you're involved with Grand Haven Main Street, it just sort of opens itself up to that, you know?
Right. And we, with everything that we can do, and we have such good relationships with our clients, and being able to talk to them and get to know them, and never having to, you know, have that one-on-one time, not getting that type of interaction. It's really fun when we are out at expos or downtown, and especially with anyone we can work locally.
Yeah.
So much fun, because you do start running into people and you do get to see them one-on-one, and it just makes it that much more of a fun connection.
It does. The website is esafety.com, and I'm on the website. You've got courses that people can take. This is all part of the training, correct?
Correct.
Got
it. Yep. So we're going to have our system's really easy to use. Mm-hmm. And then the reason you're on there is because you want to have that good, concise, relevant training for all of your employees.
Right.
And so you know that everyone's going to get the same training, that you're going to be able to have those refreshers on a yearly or whatever basis, depending on what you need to do, but that you're going to be able to get in and have even just like back safety. How do I make sure I'm taking care of myself?
You're right.
You're sitting at a desk. Yeah, exactly. So
I didn't think of that. You're right.
You've got, and I always laugh, like there's office ergonomics. How are you? You have all of your stuff set up so nicely. You have your boards and your keyboards and everything's right where you
right where I need it here.
Exactly. And so you have a lot of ways to just take stress off of the body.
Right.
And so it's just about giving people an education on that, to say, hey, we want to make sure that you're healthy, that you're working the best you can, because we want you to go to work and then go home safe and healthy and in just as good a condition as you did coming in, because you're doing a job. And
you're right.
It takes a lot on you.
What is Toolbox Talks?
Toolbox Talks.
What is that?
Yeah. So we started offering just these little, they're kind of just chapters from our courses. Uh-huh. But you have these great little glimpses. It's a reminder of something specific. So I always love talking about like severe weather. I love that course. I just think it looks really cool. Mm-hmm. My roommates back in college were meteorology majors.
There you go.
So it's just a special place in my
heart. Yeah, I get it. They were always talking weather, weren't they?
Oh, they can't help themselves.
I know.
But no, to be able to have a nice little 3-minute video to go over something specific, just as a nice little catch me up in the morning whenever you do your, you know, your toolbox talks, is where that thought came from, is definitely a safety thing. And to be able to just get everybody in and talk about something again, and a nice little reminder.
I love this. Okay, so somebody calls eSafety, they're a business and they've got some training coming up and they want to use your organization. Take me through the process. How does it work?
Sure. Give us a call or go to the website and fill out a quote. And it's probably going to be Angie or Paige who gives you a call back and says, we want to make sure we're a good fit.
Okay.
What are you looking for? And we're going to say, okay, how many people are going to be in the system learning?
Uh-huh.
And we're going to give you a quote for what that looks like. And you're going to have a yearly, it's a subscription model. So you're going to be able to get in there and take training. And you get to say, hey, this is what I need.
Okay.
So you get to assign that training based on what everybody's doing. And then we're going to be here if you need any help. So you're going to get to schedule, track, train, and report on it really easily.
I like that. Yeah, it's just like all right there. Like you say, when you're working, you need to have all your tools right where you need them. Online, all your tools for eSafety, it's all right there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
I see that.
It is, Yeah, well, how fun. I can't believe I'm just meeting you for the first time.
I know. Well, and that's why we wanted to do more things like this.
You want to come out like this and let people know about eSafety. Give me an example of a client in town. Can you do that? Who's one of your clients?
Ooh.
If you can't, that's okay. I can edit this. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I was going to say, the fun part is we do work with a lot of different people. So someone that would be more local.
In the state.
Yeah. I was going to say in the state, we've got, again, we started with manufacturing. So there's a lot of people who
There
have
you
an office, and then they've got a floor that they're working out on, and everybody needs training. Mm-hmm. And so this is that one tool that lets you say what everyone needs to do and assign it to people.
Okay.
And then be able to track it and make sure that they're keeping up with their training and that you know what to talk about and if there's anything you need to help them with when it comes to that safety perspective.
Very cool. I have a story about a training session in radio, but I have to share that off the air.
Okay, good. I'll stick
because well, we had to go through this training session, and then the morning show guy the next morning played snippets of the video and made fun of it the whole
show.
It was hysterical.
Oh,
but it was a radio thing, and I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
It was just, it was one of those things like, do we really have to sit through this?
Well, and everyone has that story of that boring safety training.
I know they do.
That VHS, I'm going to totally.
Yeah.
I don't mean, again.
VHS.
Yes, I am old enough to know what all those things are and be right in the middle of it.
It was,
So it's just, it's one of those really funny things where you're like, everyone has that story of like the VHS tape that just never dies. And then the one day it does, it's like, what are we going to do?
And this was, this was like 23 years ago, okay? And so, and he just decided to poke fun of it. And it was just one of those things. But, you know. I think that things have changed so much in terms of how we train people, how we reach out to people. We have a generation now where they just want to get things done. Let's move. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yeah.
Sitting around, drinking coffee, and putting in a VHS tape is not going to work anymore.
No, and that's one thing that we're always looking at. Because again, we started as a safety company. We got into being a tech company. Because everything is online.
Yeah.
And so the way you learn and the way you put information out there for people. But at the core, we're still training people. And we want to make sure that we're always looking at how do we make videos? How do we make training that is, you know, obviously educational? We want to make sure we get the points through. But that you're going to retain that information.
Right.
And you've got to do that through your audio, through your visuals. What videos can we add?
Yeah.
What illustrator? We have illustrators on staff.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
We do it in-house. So we've
this
got...
This is too cool.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And so we have a lot of fun with it, which I hope comes through.
Yeah.
In the end product. We have a lot of big ideas on how do we make the system better without making it cumbersome. We don't want anyone to come in and be like, oh, I had no idea how to do that.
There you go.
That's the last thing we want. So to make it intuitive and to make it where it really is a tool
Jacqueline Young from eSafety, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I learned a lot. And that's the thing. We always learn so much. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything.